USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
There are reports that U.S. pilots have been complaining about the Boeing 737 MAX jetliners for months now. The Dallas Morning News reporting one captain calls the flight manual inadequate and almost criminally insufficient. Most nations around the world have grounded all of those planes because of safety concerns after the second deadly crash in just over 4 months. The United States has not, however, grounded them. Catholic Cardinal George Pell, who was treasurer at the Vatican, given 6 years in an Australian prison for sexually assaulting two boys in the 1990s. This woman represented one of the survivors.
I have played my part as best I can. I took the difficult step of reporting to police about a high-profile person, and I stood up.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Fred Dwyer, former Rams defensive end. Football season just ended, and you can bet teams are already hard at work scouting new talent for next season. But if you're running a small business, you need to know where to go to find top recruits. LinkedIn. It's where people go every day to make connections, grow in their careers, and discover new job opportunities. LinkedIn Jobs takes the time to learn more about who you're looking for and then recommends the qualified candidates you want to spend time talking to make a quality hire you're excited about. Customers rate LinkedIn Jobs number one in delivering quality hires, and posting your job on LinkedIn gives you the best chance of finding and starting a conversation with your next star recruit. It's no surprise a new hire is made every 8 seconds using LinkedIn. So build your winning team by posting your job opportunity on LinkedIn and visit LinkedIn.com/solution. Get $50 off your first job post. That's LinkedIn.com/solution. Terms and conditions apply.
A big heads up if you live in the central U.S. as an intense winter storm that meteorologists refer to as a bomb cyclone is threatening that part of the country today. It's rapidly intensifying, expected to bring blizzard conditions as well as flood threats and hurricane force wind gusts from the Rockies to the upper Midwest. A man's been arrested for allegedly stealing firearms, lots of them, from a Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives facility. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
Federal officials fear thousands of guns were stolen from an ATF facility in West Virginia. The case began when police searched Christopher Lee Yates' car and found a pistol. They ran a check and quickly determined the gun had been stolen. Officials are concerned it may have been an inside job. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Former Trump campaign chief Paul Manafort to be sentenced today for conspiracy and witness tampering, and this is USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell, the creator of MyPillow, is a sleep genius. He creates things to make your night sleep better. He created the new Giza Dreams bed sheets. He started by using the world's best cotton grown in the Mediterranean, and it's ultra soft, breathable, and extremely durable. Now, if you go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA when you click on the Giza Dream Sheet Special, you get 30% off and free shipping. 30% off and free shipping when you go to MyPillow.com.
Actress Lori Loughlin will reportedly surrender to authorities today after being charged in a massive college admissions scam. TMZ's reporting the Full House star was working in Canada when FBI agents showed up at her California home. She and her husband are accused of paying hundreds of thousands of dollars to have their daughters designated as recruits for the USC crew team, even though neither actually participated in that sport. In fact, nearly 50 people have been charged in the case that was announced by the FBI yesterday. An intense winter storm called a bomb cyclone is now threatening the central United States. Forecasters say this storm is rapidly intensifying and is expected to bring blizzard conditions, flood threats, and hurricane force wind gusts from the Rockies to the upper Midwest today. Blizzard and winter storm warnings are in effect for portions of Colorado, Wyoming, Nebraska, and South Dakota. Travel will be hazardous throughout the region, and power outages are likely. And California Governor Gavin Newsom is planning a freeze on the death penalty in his state. Newsom is expected to announce the move at a news conference this morning. Reports are he will grant reprieves to more than 700 inmates who are currently on death row in the state of California. And again, I remind you to check out our newly designed website, usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.